Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Mann.
Why is it, though, that I feel more naked when I'm just sitting there naked wearing shoes than I do when I'm naked?
9.
If anybody knows the lady with the Ouija board tattoo on her chest, I would like her number, please. Thank you.
8.
It's true. I've never been to Dollywood or Twitty City.
And Fat Boy.
When you eat like I do, the phrase dropping the kids off at the pool doesn't really work. It's more like leading the cult off the cliff into the ocean.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute Rock Blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! It's the fruit of James's loins.
It's like, you know, reverse the roles, you know? What if Fat Boy's son says, hey, here's my dad. With his butterfly tattoo.
You know what?
That was fun. I never knew that you... Friday's show, not that all the other shows aren't, but Friday's show was such a open and honest, just everybody just laid out, you know, stuff that aggravates us about each other, or Fat Boy starts in that he hates his tattoo. Now, remind everybody that may have not have caught it or got the podcast yet, what the original intentions of this tattoo was.
Like Celtic knot work. It's the first tattoo. I was 18, just turned. So I had to go to North Carolina to get it.
Yeah. Now, why the Celtic knot? What did that mean to you? Was that your way of saying, I want something tribal, but I don't want to go tribal?
I like the way those tattoos look, because the cross I got, this guy's got the Celtic. Though I don't know if that's supposed to be a fish or not.
It looks like the Slipknot symbol.
You want to be Sheamus from wrestling?
I'm Sheamus.
I go up there, and they're like, you know, this guy is great. He's a young guy, but, I mean, look through his book. I'm looking through his book. It was awesome. I was like, okay. Right.
Yeah.
It's the worst tattoo he's ever done.
Well, you don't know if that's really their book. They could have just, you know, printed them suckers off the internet and said, yeah, this is a book of my work.
Yeah, he had his picture, his face beside the tattoo with his tongue out.
It was me.
So, yeah, it's the worst one he's ever done.
Hold up. Put your should have go Larry the Cable Guy on that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Look how high up it is.
See, now, Friday, before, you didn't even lead the witness. You just said, what does it look like to you? And I was like, man, that's a butterfly.
It looks like a big old flutterby.
It drove you crazy.
Look at all the hair. You know what?
You regret it?
I had a couple people tell me that, you know, it's not a butterfly, but you're being condescending at that point.
Why did they say it that way? It's not a butterfly.
It's like a dragonfly.
It's not a butterfly.
What kind of fly is it?
It's whatever you say it is. It doesn't look like a butterfly.
Yeah,
those are the blanking wings, right there.
It's a butterfly.
It totally is a butterfly.
I have a gay tattoo.
There was a meme that P1 Danny Tello made that I've already shared. It is a picture of a butterfly. It says, "I'm thinking of getting a tattoo. Maybe I'll get a picture of Fat Boy on my wing."
Come on,
isn't that sweet? Oh, the jokes just keep coming and coming with your butterfly tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Look where it's at. Where are you gonna? What am I going to cover it up with?
What do you mean?
Cover it up.
You should, you know what you ought to do? What should you do?
It's so high up on the
you
shoulder.
You get Obama on top of that, since you had the Celtic cross cover your side. Obama tattoo.
Yeah, I got one cover up. I need another.
Ah, some Bob Marley.
Ah, your butterfly tattoo.
Music break, Fat Man.
Butterfly tattoo. Not a Celtic knot.
Celtic.
It is a butterfly tattoo. Now Fat Boy stuck with what he got. Looks like algebra. or a symbol from Hanukkah. The tattoo's final, but fat boy's in denial. Fat boy, yo, 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 yo.
Just to let you know, though, you're in good company. Someone just sent in a text. Mariah Carey also has a butterfly tattoo.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
See?
I got two reggae songs now.
I like butterflies.
Yeah.
And I like the first reggae song better.
It was off the air, but you were doing your video earlier. You had me showing off my dragon tattoo, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we would try to put up if we can remember and have the time, we put up a little video every morning telling you what's coming up, and I was trying to think, like, what was the name of that movie? The Girl with the Butterfly Tattoo? No, it was Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yes.
Nine actually has a dragon tattoo.
I do have a dragon tattoo.
Let me take a picture of it.
It's the one I got when I was 18.
Was that the dragon from Mao Zedong?
Dude named CJ did that, and he had lightning bolts down his face.
I hope the guy that did mine got fired.
Let me get a picture of Yorn.
Yorn.
Get away from the microphone. It actually looks like the Batman logo from here.
Well, look how high up it is. I got to go around the armpits, get something to wrap around.
You know, if I was going to regret my dragon tattoo, like now it's like, well, it ain't a butterfly.
Did you like it right after you were tattooed? Or did you want to punch the guy out as soon as you saw it?
It didn't hit me till the job I was working at the time.
When
guys
I got this one,
balls,
I wanted to punch the guy out, but my arm was so right. numb from him digging into it that I couldn't. See, now people will say, do you regret the tattoo? And, you know, it's like, do you regret that Saturday night 20 years ago, Matthew, when you went out in the farm with Ronnie Walker and Kale Hall and all them guys looking for shrooms and you ended up falling in cow crap and found the shrooms and then you were such a girl that you couldn't even eat them? No.
No.
Because that's part of your life. Like, this tattoo here, I did that thing of, hey, man, come on up here. We'll hook you up, tattoo you up, blah, blah, blah. I went in there with no idea of what I was getting. So like you, I went through his book, found some. Oh, yeah, put that, whatever this is here.
It's Maleficent.
It looks like some kind of secret fraternal order. What are the not the Masons, not the Masonic Lodge, but what is the other one where they wear the big masks and stuff?
Are you talking about the mask or the one above the mask?
Well, I hate both of them.
The one above the mask looks like the handle to a sword from like some kind of epic cartoon adventure.
That's just, you know what, though? It was supposed to have been flipped that way, and I liked it better, because when you flip it that way, it looks like some kind of little alien sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you do it this way...
That's Maleficent. It's got to be.
Maleficent?
Yeah.
Maleficent. No, it's Maleficent. Shut up.
What is this?
I don't regret it, though, because I got that cool story to tell.
Lord.
You've got, let's see. Paige, do you even have any tattoos?
Nope.
Okay. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Got the tramp stamp. You got the tramp stamp.
I was so proud of it, man. And I got my look, guys, I got a tattoo. I'm 18 and yeah. I got clowned all day by you, BJ Green. It was like a butterfly.
You got any that you regret, Jimmy? Or do you like me? You're like, you know what? I can tell you why I got it. Like the first tattoo I had was that one. The little Japanese M.
Yeah.
I still got to show it to Sarah and make sure that is an M. It might be a Q for all I know and jokes on me.
It looks blurry from here.
It says
that's because I've grown some since.
I have one I wouldn't have gotten if not for getting horribly scarred by an awful tattoo artist who's still somehow working in the area.
That's the same one I was just referencing.
Yeah.
I was Bob Dolan it there for about 2 months. My arm was so numb.
Yeah, now his brother might be one of the greatest metal singers of all time, but this dude blanked my arm up bad.
Yeah. Let's see.
Subtle a hint as I can give you.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. So I forget about that.
I got the big My Morning Jacket album art thing.
Yeah.
But it's only to cover up something that just looked like garbage on my arm.
Oh, my
it's
bad.
Just yeah.
God,
the scar you can't get rid of.
Oh, man.
No, the scar you can still see. I mean, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kindness. But the scarring is still very visible because this dude literally left me scarred for the rest of my life. And if I ever see him, I'm probably going to punch him in the face.
Wow. Dang. Yeah, I mean, he's still somehow in the face.
Somehow, well, I'm scarred forever, so if I knock his whatever teeth he's got left out of his stupid head.
You gotta just basically say his name, don't you do it?
We'll be about left. No, I'm not gonna say his name. Yeah. I'm just gonna hint around about who he is and the fact that I'm permanently scarred because he's awful at his job.
Yeah. That tattoo is a ton of ink, man. It must have hurt.
It did, but I had to do something to try to cover up the awful scarring I had.
Yeah. So do you have any, besides the scar tissue that you'll have forever, do you have any that you actually regret?
No, I'm good with all the other ones.
You still like the My Morning Jacket tattoo?
I do, to cover up what was there before especially.
Pull it up again, if I could look at it.
It needs a little touching up.
It looks like you remember the little Santa Cruz Slasher skateboard? Probably not. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell what that's supposed to be.
It's upside down.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me stand on my hands.
Those fish?
What is it supposed to be, though? I know it's the cover of their album, but what is it actually supposed to be?
It's these little birds operating on this big bird, and then this city is popping out of his guts.
Let me turn.
And this is the kidney driving down a highway with wheels on.
Why don't you just put your hand straight up in the air, and then I won't have to sit here. There we go.
And now I'm backwards.
Now you look like you're doing a Sabu impression. Oh, now I see it. Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's detailed, man. It's like a little city.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Wait,
What's popular? Is tribal still popular?
No.
Did that go away?
No, it's not.
What's the popular tat now?
But that's I know what you're saying, but God, that's such a silly thing. People like, what? I see people on Facebook, they'd be like, thinking about getting a new tattoo. What should I get? I'm like, what?
Get what you want. Get a butterfly. Join the club.
Yeah. Get that thing that there's so many girls, I imagine girls, walking around right now and got that mustache on their finger.
Oh, that was
And you know, that was funny for like 2 weeks where they'd go up and put it over their neck. I'm like, baby, you don't have to do that. Hormones done took care of it for you.
Fingers. You don't have a mustache on your finger forever.
Yeah, if you're Greek, you're gonna get one anyway.
Yeah. Well, we'll take a picture of all these. Paige, you'll have to be the photographer for these because we want to make sure that we get them on there. Mm-hmm. We'll have people vote on which one's worse. You want to?
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'm cool with it.
Taking pictures of all of our tats. This is just a way to trick us into doing topless pics.
That's what it is. Well, I ain't got to take my whole shirt off.
Are you finished, either one of you, getting tats?
Never.
Don't think so.
I doubt it, but I mean, there's nothing I want right now, nothing I've wanted for over a year.
Yeah, and my guy ain't in service right now.
I don't know what happened to him.
I don't either. Golly, I wish I still had his phone number because I don't know where to find him.
Yeah.
But I want to find him because he was the best one. He was the best I ever had.
Was he?
Yeah.
he gave it to you real gentle, too.
Very, nice. Barely would even feel it. Mm-hmm. Very light, as they say. Yeah. Very light inker. Tatter.
Light hands.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
We already got a bunch on hold. Well, we have one open line. I'm not going to say there's not any open lines.
You call us right now, it will ring on that one line.
1-800-774-0093. Do you want to go anonymous with pet problems, anonymous with I don't know what to do about my job, or anonymous problem with his dad? Notice the way I said problem with his dad.
I'd go dad.
I'm leading the witness.
I'd go dad.
I like that one too. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Doing good. I'm winded right now. Don't ever work out to that song we just played.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah. I might have to wheel myself to the water fountain in a minute.
You got it.
All right, so it's all advice show. What's your situation? What do you need advice for?
Yeah, thanks. Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. But, my dad recently got back surgery. He was in sales all his life and did a lot of driving, and his lower back gave him a lot of grief. So he went and had surgery, and he's on the mend, but he ain't able to do much for himself for a while.
Yeah. Is your mom still living? Are they together?
Well, yeah, she is, but they recently got divorced, so they're not together anymore.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, so he's single, you know, and mom doesn't really want to have to help out with that anymore.
Well, if they're not together,
yeah, I mean that makes sense.
What is the helping out meaning? Like help him get around? What was the surgery again? I'm sorry,
he's on his lower back, and
okay,
yeah, I mean he lives alone, so he just needs help you know, getting around, doing certain things. And, you know, he sees women here and there. He goes out on dates and he just doesn't really want to ask them for help and kind of kills the mood, you know, for those situations. So, essentially what he did was he came around and started asking me for help. And, I guess that's why I called because, you know, my dad and I get along real well. He coached me in sports and, you know, he's always been one of my best friends, but that's kind of it. You know, we're like friends. And so,
I love the way you say friends.
Friends.
What was the show with Courtney Cox and
David Schwimmer?
David Schwimmer. What was the name of that show, sir?
Friends.
Love it. All right. So,
anyway, yeah.
How long is your dad going to be convalescing from this? And when you say he's asking for help, are you talking about like getting around, going to the doctor, preparing food, taking a bath, all that?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't drive for like 6 weeks after I had surgery.
Yeah.
Well, you can't drive now.
That's true.
You're awful. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, that's kind of getting to the point, I guess, because, yeah, he's asking me to do things like, you know, I got to help him go to the bathroom. I got to have to bathe him.
Oh, okay. It's that bad. So yeah. He was bad off with his back. He had, like, a lot of, like, some kind of fusion or something. He didn't just have, like, a little outpatient surgery.
No. This was full-on, yeah.
Okay.
Surgery, yeah.
Yeah, so he's having some problems and nerve problems and. Yeah, but after I had back surgery, yeah, I mean, I couldn't do certain things for myself.
Yeah. But Inga was there
to
help out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I like my dad just fine. We're good buddies, but I just it's pushing me to my limits here to try and see him naked and bathe him and help him go to the bathroom. That's just a whole new territory.
See, I've been there with my mom after she had her shoulder done. I had to help her bathe and stuff because she couldn't hardly get around with one arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of takes a relationship to a whole new place, doesn't it?
It does.
She had shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
Soldier surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm working through. I mean,
so he what? Okay.
Yeah.
No, so you would hire a nurse, but that was I wrote that down. I was like, nurse? Question mark?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just, you know, he's kind of frugal. He doesn't really want to spend that kind of money. And so, yeah, I'm kind of at a loss of what to do. I'm kind of starting to feel like I'm a bad son or something, but
that's because I mean it kind of sounds like. I mean, come on, what like nobody would want to do that.
No.
Yeah,
nobody would want to do that. But like,
even if you're close, it's hard to wipe someone. That's difficult to do.
Yeah.
In life, it's very difficult to do, unless it's an infant. For some reason, it's really hard to do that with a grown person.
Yeah, you can't lift up a grown person by their ankles with one hand.
No. You got to be strong as hell.
Wipe
I want Braun Strowman to change me.
Yeah,
make me feel like a baby Braun.
Are you married or in a relationship, sir? Or do you live alone? Or
well, you know, I've got a pretty serious girlfriend, and that's another part of the issue is that it's gotten to the point where I would basically have to move to live near him for a few months. You know, I'd change the schedule around, but.
You would have to go live near him for a few months.
Like he'd have to come to you working and doing what you do.
Won't he just come to you?
Yeah, I mean, you can't bend over completely backwards for somebody. You can help them out, and there's compromise there, but there's middle ground where you shouldn't be sacrificing everything every step of the way.
Are you more worried about, like, seeing him, because you mentioned naked and, you know, helping him to use the bathroom, do the paperwork and all that stuff, but is it also, like, it's going to cramp your style a little bit with... You know, physically.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are right. I mean, I could move there. He could move near me. I mean, either way, it's going to be a burden. And yeah,
that's okay. My God. Yeah. I mean, God. You know,
going to work every day is a burden.
I'd say something right now that would crush your heart, but I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it. No need for it.
I wish I had a daddy still here to wipe.
Right. But, you know, this could happen to you.
Well, I wouldn't want to do it, but I wish he was here to do it. I would if he needed it.
Yeah.
You got to put yourself in someone else's shoes. What if you were in that position and you needed someone to help you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, you know, I
wouldn't want to be my dad.
No, or my
definitely,
son.
He gets angry a lot easier. So, you know, I feel like we'd be fighting a lot. And, I've never seen him in pain like this before. So, it's been a lot of new experiences for sure.
He's an older guy. He's hurting a lot. He's gonna be like living with a rattlesnake, man.
I can imagine.
Trust me, that's how I was after my back surgery. At times, you're just not in a good mood because it hurts.
Yeah, he's taking his medication, and that makes him kind of a different person sometimes. So,
And it's also, I mean, it's not like you've probably never seen your daddy nude before, but like it's also like looking into a crystal ball. Yeah. And you're like, oh, God.
That's what I'm going to look like.
Oh,
now.
No.
That's, you know, how far they fall down?
How? How's they do that?
How they hang so
like,
low?
I wouldn't want my son to do that for me. It'd just be too
much. There's that, and there's definitely, yeah, the kind of the mortality issue. I mean, it's heavy. You know, it's a lot.
Well, so what are you saying? Should I let my dad come or whatever? I help my dad out or what? Because it sounds like it's, yeah, it's gross and it's nasty and all that stuff, but A, some, I mean, you got to help him out. Do you have any other siblings? I was just thinking about that. Or did your sister already move to Massachusetts? Go ahead.
No, it's just me. It's just me. So yeah, I mean, I guess I'm wondering. Do you think I should go the nurse route? Even though he doesn't want to spend the money, should I push him on that? Should I have him come? You know, like I said, move with me, or
if
you know, should we try and like risk that out in our relationship?
If he has the means to get help, definitely get help.
Yeah.
But if you guys can, you know, if he can come to you and get help, probably be the best thing.
And with a nursing route, that would help with his pain, and they can bathe him for you. You don't have to do that.
Plus, it might be hot, and he'd like that.
They won't be.
No. You've had home health?
No. Well, someone has. I mean, this is more about not you not wanting to help your dad out, but it's also like it's going to cramp your style. Like you have this girlfriend, and she probably comes over and maybe stays, you know, a few nights a week or whatever. You have her over. And then dad's going to be there. You
Dang
know.
It, daddy.
Have you seen my Lanta or whatever it is? I need some icy hot on my buttocks,
hey,
whatever
boy,
it might
run up the store, give me some Tums. Got the heartburn, indigestion.
Get in here and wipe me.
Got acid reflux.
So it's either bite the bullet and help your daddy out or come up with the money and get a nurse.
Yeah.
Either way, you can't just like, and it doesn't sound like you want to turn your back on your dad.
But you can't just leave him to live in squalor and filth with no health.
Because if there's infection,
Of course not. No, I definitely want to help. I'm just trying to think of what the best way is. Maybe I can get my girlfriend to bathe him. Maybe that would be the right thing.
No, see, your dad should want a woman who's not attractive.
You can't go burdening her like that. That's not her. That's not her burden. If she offers, then sure.
No, that's right. No, I'm just kidding.
You're making jokes now. I'm taking this very seriously.
I know. We're trying to get, make sure somebody's wiping this man.
Can you imagine asking someone that you're dating to do that for you?
Maybe just close your eyes.
Go in there. Just help my dad out. Come on. No. Go on.
Yeah. He's going to get a kick out of it. He'll be thrilled.
I bet.
I would say that you should get the you should get the in-home care for him. Even if his not covered with his insurance, man.
Yeah.
And I certainly wouldn't move to him. Hell no.
No.
But then again, I can see why you wouldn't want him to move to him. So I say get the nurse.
Yeah, I agree with
everyone
that.
Everyone agree to get their page? Agree to get the nurse?
Absolutely.
If you can, yes. Professional help is always the best help.
Because the nurse can
see
things.
Just, it'll save a lot of strain on our relationship. You know, that's one of the main things I'm worried about.
Yeah, it should be.
And communicate with the doctor so he can get better, faster.
Or
nurse.
Perhaps invest in a bidet. Who knows? Something to help out.
Any of that.
But get the nurse real. Yeah. Get the nurse, okay? Or find someone online and tell them, hey, we just found out I'm your brother, and then work them in on it or something.
Yeah.
Long lost.
We'll CNA out there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Anonymous. Have a good morning.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll call that one, Fat Boy, in the archives, Don't Want to Wipe Daddy.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call that episode.
You want your kid to see you like that? I mean, I know you don't have a lot of people, you know, that could help you out, but I wouldn't want my kid to wipe me.
You don't have a choice sometimes.
I wouldn't want a woman that's not attractive that I wouldn't think about in a sexual way to do it.
What about your wife? I mean, do you care for her to have to do that?
I wouldn't want her to do it either.
We can't just gloss over the fact that Fat Boy said he wouldn't accept that kind of help from anyone who isn't a woman he finds attractive sexually.
It would have to be a woman I would never be sexually attracted to.
But you
to
can't
do that for me.
You can't clean his ass unless he wants to blank you, is what he just said. That is messed
no,
up.
No, not want to.
Oh,
you'd have to be a woman I'm not attracted
to.
Oh,
okay. See, I thought you said the other. My bad.
No, he was half-assed listening.
Yeah, it was.
Hopefully, nothing.
Nine, you were being sexist.
He was half-assed explaining himself.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet.
Join me, if you will, and say what's up, and also our condolences to P1 Zion. I guess a couple of weeks ago, his great uncle passed away, and he's like the man of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, 2 weeks later, yesterday, They go to his mountain place where there was 40 pounds of steaks that was in the freezer.
Wow.
Power wasn't on.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So imagine a guy that was the closest thing to your father that you had. He dies, and then you're left to, you know, clean up the estate and all that stuff. Mm. And you're sitting there dealing with that grief, and you open the door of a mountain home slash cabin or whatever. And dude said that after he cleaned out the cabin, he had to clean up his throw up. Because opened up and there was like 40 pounds of steaks had been sitting in a freezer with no power on.
Rotten meat is bad. Goodness. Bad. Remember one time a bird got stuck in the – it was dead, but it wound up washing into one of the drains along the –
The bird got stuck in its dad?
No, it was dead.
Oh.
But it got – it wound up washing into one of the drains on C Street in Pomell when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it stunk awful for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was rough. But
I stepped in goose crap – a couple of weeks ago here at work.
Oh, you'll slide down in that.
Uh-oh.
Awful. I got it on the floor mats of my car.
Chicken too, man.
And I didn't necessarily smell it at first when I got in there, but boy, once it sat in there, once I got back to TR and it's sitting there and baked, God.
Birds are stinky.
That's a full-on golly bum.
Yeah.
More than just a slight golly. It's a full golly bummers.
Yeah. Man, you know what the worst smell in the world apparently is?
What is the worst smell in the world is your galls at the end of the day. What is it? I don't
know. No, that's not that bad.
Hey, galls.
Right now, I have no sense of smell. I can't smell anything, man.
Oh, okay. Like, I don't smell your legs.
You just farted.
I can't smell anything.
That was you that farted.
Oh, okay.
The sound came from over here, but it was you.
I couldn't have dealt it because I can't smell it.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
You denied
back away from the table then, buddy.
I said I don't see how I could have dealt it if I can't smelt it.
That noise you heard in the background was the fingers of Google, and I'd like to add that to my song playlist later, Fat Boy. I want to hear Google fingers. What does the internet say?
There was a scientist working on a stink bomb for the Department of Defense back in the 90s. They wanted a stink bomb. They wanted like a stink weapon.
Yeah.
And this lady found that the worst smell, the most unappealing smell generally all around to anybody was the smell of a battlefield toilet. The latrine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
on a battlefield?
Yeah.
What battle?
Any of them.
No, I disagree.
Any of them?
A battle in Alaska wouldn't stink as bad as one in, like, a desert.
Is that what the foxhole is? Is that where it all goes?
No.
Oh, that's the hoxhole you're thinking about.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. So she's developed her stink bomb, the recipe for the smell off of the latrines.
Those aren't that bad, though. We lit a stink bomb off in high school.
This is not the same stink bomb, dude.
No.
This is one that she replicated the smell of baking feces and whatnot, bodily fluids and such.
But how accurate could you, replicate it? Like, it would be a bad smell, but it was kind of like a skunk, where it's like, it's not that bad.
This would be worse.
Like the worst smelling outhouse ever, Fat Boy.
But you think about it, there's nothing more natural than that. So if it's natural, then certainly they could replicate the smell.
Well, there was this is another one. In Germany,
goes in the concoction? Cheese Whiz?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
In Germany, it's Department of Defense, probably classified. In Germany in 1889, they were working on a substance called thioacetone.
Okay.
And they spilled a small amount in a lab, made the entire city sick with the smell. It was that stinky. But nobody knows what the recipe was, so that one's out.
So the stink bomb, you think they developed that just to, like, throw it into it like a distractionary thing or get people out of a building so they could go in and secure some kind of...
Things bad enough to make them physically sick.
Well, make them throw up.
Yeah. They'd make them unable to fight back. They'd be physically ill.
Oh, man. It would look like the scene from Stand By Me. People are in there with the machine guns and camo and bleh, throwing up everywhere.
Yeah.
Sliding down in it. Oh, Lord.
Liquid ass. That sucked.
Liquid ass is bad.
That was awful.
But you know what I'd base my stink bomb recipe on for the government? Them little yellow balls that come up out of your throat when you're sick.
Oh no, oh boy.
Not even necessarily when you're sick, just when you're unhealthy.
You ever have that, Fat Boy? I see
yellow
you
balls?
Showing looking.
Little like yellow, whitish little globs come up out of your throat.
You're talking about testicular jaundice.
No, it's not phlegm.
I don't know.
Okay, I think what you're talking about is back when I had huge tonsils.
Yeah.
I had huge tonsils, like, even in high school and through college, and no doctor would ever take them out unless they were infected. Finally, they got to the point where they're infected. But it started to develop craters in it, like the moon. Mm-hmm. I guess food was coming in and just putting craters in the back of my throat.
It was going in.
Well, it would get little pockets.
They're called tonsil stones.
Okay.
Yes. But they're very soft.
Yeah. And it, what it is, it's like food that would catch in your tonsils in the little holes. And you would it would just sit there. And you would feel like something was tickling your throat. So you'd hawk them up. And I remember the first time I was very concerned because it looked like Parmesan cheese.
Yeah. Oh. Now here's the question.
And it smelled like Fremunda.
Why did you have to? And we've all done this.
Because I was concerned.
Why did we all mash them between our fingers and smell them?
I don't know. But,
and be just repulsed by the god awful stink.
But like, think about that though. Ugh. If that's what the back of your just the catch all of the back of your throat, just and then you know. By the time, you know, it removes itself from your body, like, think about what your inside smells like.
Oh, I know.
Like, think about a cadaver that they had to cut open and in. Oh.
Your intestines. Oh, my God.
Was it worse than a bad?
I apologize if you eating breakfast right now. I really do. Yeah.
Was it that smell worse than, like, you know, a bad dookie?
Yeah.
Yeah, tonsil stones are its very own.
I can't. Yeah. If you, like you're talking about the replication of smells, tell me, I can't describe to you what it smells like, other than just...
They're quite common.
I can't believe you of all people, Fat Boy, with the intake you've had over the years, have never had the tonsil stones. I didn't know that's what they were called.
I haven't either.
The absolute worst. Yeah, and you... Problem. But you, Jimmy, you say, why do we... Oh, hold on. 1-800-774-0093. I said it earlier. You should have been listening.
You ought to know it by now.
You got the text line you can remember to text in and say, what's the number? I mean, my Lord, it's only a few more.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. But it's that curiosity thing of, hey, man, what is this? I haven't eaten anything yalla today. It's like when you ever go number two and you said, I haven't had corn in weeks. What's this about? You get that in, you smush it up. I'm like, what is this smell?
Well, anytime somebody's like, oh, man, that stinks, you want to go smell it.
As guys, that's the guy thing, right, Paige? Like, is anyone ever, a woman ever said, hey, go in here and check this out. Go in here and smell this.
If it's something on the refrigerator.
I'm talking about in the bathroom.
Never. I've never had a woman say, you don't want to go in there.
You ever had a friend waft one at you, Paige?
No, girls.
A female friend?
With dudes, it's anything. Not just number two. It's, I mean, anything in the
any
world.
Any gross smell.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed at this tonsil stone. I've never had one, but then I lost my tonsils at... When I was a kid, you have to have tonsils, obviously, to get them.
Where did you lose them at? Did they have a lost and found?
No, I had them taken out early.
Oh, okay. Had them removed.
Yeah.
God almighty.
I was going to put out an APB on your tonsils.
They ran away. Coughed them up.
Fat boy, my thing's not working.
Anonymous dental hygienist who's cleaned tonsil stones.
Okay, perfect. Asking you shall receive. Good morning, anonymous dental hygienist.
Good morning.
So, tonsil stones. You obviously have some history with that. Boy, they're awful, aren't they?
They are disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're a nice yellow green color.
Mm. I've never had them green. So mine's always yellow.
Yeah.
Well, you must not smoke a lot of pot then.
No.
Like when you wear the mask, can you still smell what's coming through it? Because you can smell the floss when you
Yeah, you know you can smell it.
Oh.
Yeah, you can smell it worse. And then when someone has periodontal disease along with that, it's like a sickly sweet smell where their teeth are like loose because they have stuff under their gums.
What is periodontal? Is that that's what you said?
Periodontal disease. It's where over a long period of time, calculus and plaque get under your gum tissues and cause bacteria to basically poop all over your teeth, and then you have infection under the gum.
Oh,
I ought to quit.
Oh man.
Yeah. you ever throw up at work? In the tooth?
Oh yes.
No, but I've put lotion on my mask when I knew it was going to be bad.
Oh, like if they got a dead tooth, you know, they just won't take care of.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the way. If you look in and yeah,
it looks like they've been eating Oreos, but that's not the case. It's just decay.
Oh,
that's gross too.
Is it like my mom back in the day when she had a cleaning lady, she would clean the house the night before. Do you ask that people actually brush their teeth before they come into the dental office? Like, I mean, like literally right before they walk in?
I have some people that do out of courtesy, but then I have some people that are just jerks and haven't brushed in a few years.
Ah! You'd be begging them to fart.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Will you please mesh your britches?
It's worse than that.
Can you get us any laughing gas?
Some whippets?
Yes, I can.
Put you on hold. Right. Hold on one second. Thank you.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.